Speaking of
Kelly,
spring.
what the fuck is speaking of spring? Is it spring? Are we talking about weather? Speaking of spring, what is that intro? What are we setting up?
I was gonna talk about the color pink.
Hey y'all, if you're in DC, there are some cherry blossoms. As you know, you can look it on your cars, you can look at the title basin, and I know your allergies feel it. Cherry blossoms, woo! Flowers come every year. Every year they're pink.
Have you been to the Tidal Basin?
Boots.
You're lying.
Lying about going to the Tidal
Spell
Basin.
Tidal Basin.
Raffy, I can't formulate that because you don't know the alphabet of our language.
I know two alphabets. I know Spanish and English and
What's the
French.
official language of our country, Raffy?
Spanglish.
Beyonce. Yeah, exactly. Beyonce. I
Giddy up,
live.
bitches.
Giddy up,
We're going to Gag
yeehaw.
City, Cowboy Carter, Department of Poets.
Oh my God, there's so much music coming out. I mean, we're still processing Eternal Sunshine by Ariana,
The sun went down a couple weeks ago.
right?
No, I was late to Eternal Sunshine, but there were songs that definitely went with my vibe these past couple of weeks. Or the basketball days, but yeah, as soon as Beyonce dropped Cowboy Carter, I kind of dropped. What
And you
was that song I
know,
liked?
the crazy part about Cowboy Carter is that it is just an experience, a cinematic experience. So yes, this episode we're talking about all the new music. We're talking about all the gags that we experience during Nunu's spring break. Woo!
Nunu was on spring break, so she was not in high school. She was not in high school for the past week, which is very exciting because she really got to let her hair down, which is why she gave her face, a break. She was in drag 4 times last week, so
Boots.
that's it's a little too much. I can't afford her for that much.
Down the house, down. No, for real. It's so funny being an adult, being like spring break, because I get unfortunately older every year, and I feel like it gets weirder every time. Like I'm just on spring break, and the older my friends get, it gets less normal.
Did you go to Panama City, Florida?
Well, I was banned from Miami, so I was able to take a really quick trip to Key West and float all the way to the islands, Trinidad them gals.
So you went nowhere.
Nowhere, absolutely. And you know what? Everyone did a lot of staycationing. I noticed at my place of employment this time. Everyone just did things around the area. And I think it's because the idea of spring break, the idea is gone, We're post spring break. We need to do a new kind of break.
I think we're just all exhausted and broke. It's either concerts or vacation or eating out or
Or
going
Klarna
out
payments.
or Klarna payments. Exactly. We are all just, hoping that one day money just grows on trees. At least that's what I'm doing. Yeah, there was just so much that happened on your week off. How did you feel on Friday listening to Cowboy Carter at 12:01 in the morning?
I actually did wait and I did listen at 12:01 in the morning, and what I wasn't prepared for really was just being in a reading class, being in English again, because I watched it like on a projector, had Apple Music going with the lyrics for each song on a projector for the entire 90 minutes of the album. So I'm up in the morning at 12 a.m. to 1:30 just reading lyrics. And if y'all listen to Cowboy Carter, it's a full dissertation. It's so lyric heavy. I did not expect to read that much.
It was definitely small print. It was definitely small print kind of lyricism. I still haven't even dissected and digested all of the lyricism right now. I've just
Looks like it.
absorbed the sound. I just very much enjoy. I It made me so grateful that I got that experience in growing up in Mount Airy, North Carolina, in like the
Stop.
real South,
Stop. It's not the
and
real
being
stuff. Ill,
it is that is a real
ill.
that is a real
Oh
South.
my
That's the
God.
South.
She wasn't talking
That's
about
the
you,
South.
honey. She wasn't
That's
talking
the
about
South.
you.
That's the South.
She was
That's the
talking about the
South.
real Banji Louisiana country girls,
Oh,
honey.
100%. But there is something very great about growing up, like, or about the South. There is just something nice about the South where, like, people say hi to you. People are
North
just
Carolina is not the
very,
South, y'all. I'm so sorry.
North Carolina, if anything, is the
That
South.
wicked that tea up.
First of all, Texas is its
Leslie's
own
wicked that.
thing. Let's be Southern. Texas is like its own thing. Like,
Okay,
that is
no, the
like the
South is
Southern.
anything below South Carolina. That's why it has South in its name. Am I right, people? Where are my
Technically,
Virginias?
people are saying that DC is a southern city and it behaves like that when the
It is,
snow
because if you
comes.
it's based on the Mason-Dixon line. They're like, oh yeah, Maryland and DC is the South. And I'm like, the South?
No, but North Carolina is definitely the South. There's country accents.
No, there's not.
There's
Look at moi.
Nunu. Nunu.
Listen. Oh yay.
Hey y'all,
Yeah.
my name is
I do Paris, y'all. Y'all.
Nunu
You
Paris.
like I sound like Miley
Also,
Cyrus.
yes, only places in the South could you have top schools having asbestos breakouts.
They've
Well,
been having them breakouts, honey.
that shit only happens in North Carolina.
It happens at any prestigious university who doesn't care about their students.
Because this is Carolina and we have math labs.
First of all, everywhere has meth labs. Did you watch Breaking Bad? Didn't that happen in like Colorado or something?
I believe it happened in
Yeah.
California.
Tell me
But no,
about your northern roots.
I grew up in New York, and for me, being from New York, North Carolina is definitely the South. It's
Where is
definitely
New
the
York,
South.
North Carolina?
It sounds like you're trying to exile me from all places of my deep heritage. This is weird behavior. I was blessed to have parents that are from El Salvador and they immigrated to this country. So again, they always followed
Contigo,
go que pasa
dímelo.
contigo. Hi Nikki. Yeah, having parents that came into this country, went to New York, and then followed their dream of owning a house in this country, and so they went to North Carolina. So I've experienced the East Coast very well, from New York to Carolina to DC. I think it's fair to say that there's just a deep appreciation I have for like Southern culture, but there's also that side eye that I definitely give Southern, like,
Yeah, I feel
Southern
the
charm.
same. I'm so lucky to be from parents and grandparents and great grandparents and great great grandparents who were descended from slavery and were able to come to Southern America and buy a couple houses in North Carolina. So I really feel the same way about my experience.
Let me get my mom on the
You tell her she chose to be in North Carolina.
phone.
We did.
Shame on you. Wow, I'm exhausted after that struggle Olympics. All that work just to end up in second place.
Obviously, we just here because, as anyone knows, if they read my ancestry.com report, I do
You're
hail. I do hail
everything.
from Birminghamshire. So
Stop
I am from
lying.
across.
Birmingham, Alabama. What? Shire Hospital.
Lord, we need to revisit some Black history lessons. but speaking of Black history, Beyonce and Cowboy Carter revisits a lot of these themes. So it was, you're right, it was fun. Being a Southern country girl, obviously growing up in the South, I rejected a lot of roots originally. I was known in my family as, always trying to be city-like and always, the joke was I'm not really from a city and I was in the city limits. So I was from a city. I'm from a city in North Carolina. I've always been a city girl in my head as a newborn child. I would never, resonated with the idea of, Texas, outside of Sandy Cheeks.
So when Beyonce sings, that country road, Were you in a street? Were you in an, you
I was
know?
a cul-de-sac. I called a sack for sure.
No, well, but yeah, and off a road, off a road,
Off a street, off a
off
drive.
a drive. No, you drove down the road. No, I've seen where you get off in Durham. You live in the country. No
No,
shade.
I do
You
live
do.
close to the non-city limits, but I am my specific residency was
Did you like
in.
move your gate around to like be
I
in the
mean,
city
I'm not gonna
limits?
tell you I couldn't walk to the limit street, but I was not in the limit. I'm telling you where I was. You're saying as far as I am from DC is how I far was far away for the limits right now. So yeah, I'm like
Oh,
right
so you're
there.
just used to that lifestyle.
Yeah, being right at the
Well,
line.
I mean, that makes sense. You tell everyone you live in DC, but you really live in Whedon.
DC Renaissance debuted on Spotify with like 45 million streams the first day, and Cowboy Carter was around 75 plus million, almost doubling that. Rolling Stone Records called it an instant classic, gave it an instant classic seal, 100 out of 100. And I think what is causing all this is because it's caused so much polarization. You know, there's as equally much praise as there is negativity.
By white people that want country
Oh,
for white people.
you know, I have curated my social media so that I don't really see any negativity, but you know, I know where to find it. I remember looking at sources like the Today Show posting, you know, the Cowboy Carter album or just the or the episode, and there was so much hate comments about, you know, gatekeeping and not really being country and not taking our genre and a lot of, you know, Civil War rhetoric, I feel.
Which is really weird because you, first of all, she's from Houston, Texas. So like that, like Southern or
With a
Southern
thick accent.
country with a country Southern accent. So like, I just don't understand how you can gatekeep something that she grew up in, especially when country music came from black people. Like that's very questionable. And I think that's also questionable.
Tejanos.
And I think, well, first of all, let's be clear. Latino people have country sounding music, which are rancheras, and what's it called, Duranguense and Punta, and so we again, there's a strong Southern culture, and that's why I'm saying Texas is so unique with Southern because it's like so close to Mexico, so close to like its own kind of ranch, wild, wild west kind of thing. So it's very weird because. Y'all gave pop music to Taylor, no problem. When she left country music in the
Right.
back
Taylor
in the dust,
pretended to be country. Y'all
and
let
no
her take
one's
over,
talking about.
and then she
I'm
just
sorry,
left y'all. She left y'all for dead.
not to shade on country singers because we love country music in this household. I do like me some country music, but right now, what do you
In
got
which
that?
household?
This household right here, this one right
Oh,
here.
okay. You better put on for the people.
I like country music.
Raphael.
If you're
Listen.
going through hell, keep on
Okay.
moving
You know
down.
what I
Y'all
said.
know it.
Raphael knows
Ronnie
Carrie
Atkins,
Underwood and
Carrie
Shania
Underwood,
Twain
Carrie Shania.
and
No,
Shania Twain. That
Shania
is
Twain lost
not
me.
knowing country.
Shania Twain is racist, so I let her
Oh,
go.
you
And that's
after
how it
that
goes.
Trump thing, you
White people
dropped
for
her.
WAP, white people forgot about that. But yeah, she's a Trump supporter, y'all. So let's move back. And
She
I'm sure
said she
Ronnie Atkins
apologized and
is.
she didn't know how to vote because she was a white woman who couldn't
But
read.
Taylor Swift, girl. Ate that country era up. If she dropped the country up right now, I'd be supportive of it.
I wonder why.
Because I'm going to see her in Paris, duh.
Exactly. Eh.
So country music is just 100% a part of something that I really grew to like from my time in North Carolina. I hated it at first, but I mean, it was around me all the time. You don't understand. We had a Thanksgiving hee-haw where the
Oh,
brown people dressed up as Native Americans and the
I'm
white
not
people
doing
dressed
this.
up as
You
pilgrims.
are just making up things at this point.
This is my
Yeah.
8th grade experience. I forgot what we called it, but it happened. We did a line dance
This
and
is so
everything.
funny, y'all, because obviously Rafi moved to North Carolina at a younger, a late older age, and I'm from there originally, and we have such different experiences because again, I grew up in a city, you know, big city, big university kind of lifestyle, and I have no idea about these. I didn't have country music. I didn't hear country music. I feel like when I think of country music on the radio in North Carolina, I think about you and I, like Lady Gaga being like, he's still my Carolina guy. You remember they did that edit? And it went,
Yeah,
oh, Like, that's what I think about you and I. I think about Country Road, Texas home, Alabama. I
No,
think
there
of,
was
oh,
there
no, what
was
was that band? What was that
Rascal
white? That's
Flatts.
exactly, you see, we
So
hear, I was
like
about to say Rascal
the
Flatts
but
down.
again, country music has always been great, but I think Beyonce added her own, like, again, flavor with country music. She definitely did it to her own. Just like if I pursued a country album, I would probably go with more of like the, like I said, Latino references that I grew up with, and it would be interesting. So I find it annoying that people are gatekeeping and doing all that kind of stuff, but I feel like it's just culturally, I think white people are just holding on to every last bit of culture they have because they're realizing that you have no culture in the beginning with. Besides, again, that when they were all in their own respective countries back then in the Western world, whatever.
Wherever
Word
that they may
salads.
land, I think that what is it, when you go back to Beyonce, but I don't know if you've heard that theory of like turning or something.
Depending what?
It's like the theory that every is it 20 years or 40 years that there's like a four stage period of like decline, renewal, and that happens specifically in America. Like it happened in the 20s with the Depression, and then there was like the boomer generation after the war, and then there was Gen X, and then there was millennials, which kind of started to decline again, and then we're now that we're back in that 20s era, it's kind of going back to those ways. And I'm wondering if it's a revival of, like I said, that kind of Civil War Confederate rhetoric or discussion now, especially as a looming Trump presidency is around the corner.
I mean, history is repeating itself as we speak in so many different ways. And I just don't think that we as a culture or society, as people, I don't know what to even put it on at this point. People are just peopling at this point. I just don't.
What? Okay, let's break that down. People are peopling. What are people peopling? How? How are people
Can we
peopling?
break down what humans are? Can we, like, what,
Oh.
like, can we, because honestly, at this point, because how is this out of the ordinary for people to be just so naive to themselves and not realize that history is repeating itself, that like actions have consequences, that you're hurting people, that if anyone is hurting, no one's winning. Like these ideas are just like we normalize it, but also is that different from wildlife? They're eating each other out there. Animals are just like fucking, and like they don't give a fuck.
They can't. They don't have the brain processes to give a
And do we? Do we? Because I have the
You
brain process to
know,
be like, you know, maybe we shouldn't, you know, pay people such little wages and give only 1% of the society the power and say in everything. That just doesn't make sense in any normal world, but it makes sense in our society.
I agree, because the way people are so out of touch is such a weird phenomenon, especially people as they climb social classes. I
100%.
was with a colleague the other day, a mentor of mine, and was talking, you know, he was talking about how he had was how he was negotiating his salary 10 years ago in 2014. And because he's gotten all three of his degrees already up to doctoral degrees, you know, via Ivy League, you know, he was able to be like, oh my gosh, I won't come back for less than 160K. And this is in, you know, education, which is a lot for education. This was 10 years ago. And 160K was just to get him to talk, but not to like actually work. And it's
Yeah.
interesting that when they go up, they make it, when people talk to you, they make it seem so easy, or as if everyone has access to these opportunities, and it's so few and far between. I feel
I
like.
think that's an older generation for sure. I think that can be very generational because maybe to a certain extent it was easy. But honestly, was it easy compared to getting your doctoral degree and paying all that money? Because I'm assuming it's not cheap to get a doctoral degree from three different degrees from three different Ivy Leagues. You know, that's not cheap either. So I'm always interested to see, you know, like obviously they're making that much money, but you have to like hoard this, like give so much money to even like, it's a risk and it's a gamble. And sometimes it financially it doesn't even make sense to like, you know, we hear $100,000 and we think that's a lot of money, but after all the debt,
Not in
after
this city, honey. Not in
yeah,
DC.
$100,000 doesn't really get you much. I realized that real quick.
No, you need at least 2K to feel at least secure, I feel like, in this area.
Oh my God, like if I could just tell my younger self, like, because I used to think, like, 75K, that's like you're winning there. And then
And
I
you know what? In a
realized
way, I don't want to take away from that because
you still have credit card debt at 75,000.
not even that. It's the idea that inflation has happened, right? There's so much of an increase. You
We're
know,
seeing it
when we were
live in our
younger, that
faces.
would have been a lot of money. In our day,
Yes.
that was a lot of money. And especially growing up in North Carolina, as we've been talking about, you know, that would have been easily a way to just live for the rest of your life comfortably.
No, I 100%. And like I told my parents, but see, my parents still live in, I mean, they know how expensive everything is. But when I told my dad like 75,000, he's like, damn, that's a fucking lot of money. And I'm like, well, yeah, but like also compared to North Carolina, where the minimum wage is literally 20 like $7,000 a year. So, it's just crazy how there is more opportunity, but just like in the sense of your mentor, you can make almost $200,000, but you could have almost freaking 500 to $1 million in student loan debt to get
You
there,
can, but you know, I also think it's different sacrifices. I think what our generation refuses to do is to feel the weight of having to work that much or just people please in a way that is not allowing yourself to be authentic. I think those people or that generation definitely maybe got to the where they were for hard work, but you're enduring racism and microaggressions and sexism and transphobia and just so much more. In terms of obstacles, you have to deal with that consistently, and then you get there. But you know, we don't do that, and I think that's kind of the trade-off. I guess we're not getting the money, but we're also not dealing with that bullshit.
I mean, we are well, okay. There are
Oh,
questionable things said in a meeting today I have. Girl, racism is alive and well. Don't let Nunu tell you otherwise, honey.
I don't see color. I'm just kidding.
no, we definitely deal with a lot of shit too. But yeah, of course, as gay men, I feel like we
Man.
feel by day, I feel like we get
Nightwalker.
that, we get, especially living in a big city, we get to just feel gay. I told my therapist that, like, that's one thing I do feel
Did that
like.
today too. We're all twins. Oh my God, twin. Where have you
Even
been?
where have you been
That's
all
so crazy.
my
I said the same
life?
thing today. I was like, I would not want to move back to North Carolina because I couldn't just be out and be a woman. By night in these streets,
Yeah,
just running around, disrupting
that's
white
the one
people's
thing about
sense
Southern
of
culture. Yeah, white
sensibility.
people's sense of safety is very important in the South,
But yeah.
and I just never felt, and I. That's something that I do see in my time in the South that kind of pushed me to like be a little bit more of a code switch, like enter that code switching, because I feel like in New York, there was code switching to a point, but never in the same extent. Even though I worked at the very problematic gay gym, Vita, the one thing that I did appreciate Vita for was that yeah, you really got to be gay. You really got to just be gay and be in the gays and know about gay culture and feel like straight culture was so irrelevant. And even, I think gay bars have that to a certain extent, but I think DC has such a strong, prevalent gay culture that we kind of bully straight people to just like, we're here, bitch. You're not
Yeah,
gonna say
because you
shit
know,
to
by
us.
populace, we're one of the most populated in the entire country of like these people are out and proud here. So I obviously, you know, we realize our privilege compared to, of course, the rest of the country and the world at large, of how we can just exist. Again, I tell people all the time, my drag is really, I feel like it's political because I just exist in spaces I guess I'm not expected in, and that's the politics of it. Because I do go out and I do regular things. I will be at your parties and your event spaces and your whatever you think you're safe at, and you'll see a suspiciously large woman walk through.
What's fun about being gay in the South, though, is the grinder culture, though, because people are so much more down to clown, like out of nowhere and recklessly in the South than they are up here.
And
I
the
feel like
standards
here,
are just in hell, bitch. No shade, no shade.
well,
But
first of
there's
all,
less. There's less options though. You know, it's not a buffet, honey.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're down there, honey,
We're at
people
the
are
swap
just
meet,
like,
okay? I want y'all to
yes. But that's how you
know.
keep it,
What was
man.
one of the standout tracks for you from Cowboy Carter?
Oh my God. I loved, obviously, yeah, such my vibe. I love Bodyguard. I love
Which fuel the rumors about her and Julian, her
the Miley
bodyguard.
song. I loved Levi Jeans. I loved, oh my
The
God,
whole
there's just so
album. Oh my
many.
gosh. You just
Yes.
named every song. And that's how I
Really, there's,
feel as
but
well.
I will say the I liked American Requiem, da, 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 and all this stuff, but I'd be
Crazy.
go I really go to more of like the songs on, like Blackbird is my
The
least favorite.
song is crazy. You are gonna shut up.
Like Blackbird is just so
What
great,
Raffi is
but
saying, the traditional songs, songs that could be played on the radio consistently, songs that are easy listening, fun dance songs.
no, because I like two hands to heaven. I think that one's
Hands
very
to
like folky,
hands.
but
Let me. I got a bone to pick with y'all, cis women. Ooh, all straight women.
okay.
Let me get into
Tell
it.
me.
I tell you. No, it's really all in jest because I went to work for the first time today since spring break. So I got to see, my coworkers and work with these women, and I, asked them their opinions on Cowboy Carter. I've seen videos of people's, children doing flips of Jolene, okay, honey. It was fun to hear their opinions. And the consensus among all these women, and who in this case are cis and straight, was that they enjoyed Cowboy Carter more than Renaissance. And I was like,
Oh, they
well,
said because it was less faggot
right.
shit.
No shade. And I was like, well, and each time I said the same thing. Well, it was for a specific community, so they're like, no. And everyone was like, no. I love House. I was like, yeah, boots, but like
Yeah, boots.
yeah.
Yeah, boots, girl. But you're still saying that my boots are darn better. Like you're a cowboy boots.
And I'm like, now I couldn't tell. First of all, I don't compare. I mean, every time she releases a new project, the lineup and the alignment goes so off for me because each project is a standout for different reasons. And I love Renaissance. I love how the albums transition into each other both ways. Since Beyonce made Act Two, way before Act One, I actually, because the Beehive is crazy, I was actually looking at the photo evidence of her fingernails on the vinyl cover of Cowboy Carter and how it aligned to the promo shoot in 2021 of Ivy Park. For those of you who don't know, me and Raffi had a period of Ivy Park where we bought
Y'all
every
are
Ivy Park.
insane. You are insane. Insane.
Yeah.
Solve a fucking murder, bitch. Solve a
Why
murder.
can't we cure cancer? We can find where Beyonce
Right.
actually did the photo shoot for Act Two years ago, which again is so
That would
crazy to
cripple
me.
me in pain knowing that people are looking at me that deep, like looking at
It's
my like wet
intense. It is.
nose.
That's so
Yeah.
normal in stan culture, I feel like.
That's what I was.
But yes, me around, we used to constantly buy every Ivy Park drop. I think was our last one the cowboy one, the rodeo one, right?
Yeah, that's the one I that she lost me because I bought a pair of pants and they were
Because
wild.
you weren't ready for Act Two. That's why she had to scrap it, because y'all's minds weren't ready.
First of all, no one bought it. Yeah,
Y'all had to
that
get
was the
into
first one that
Renaissance.
y'all shaded her. She's like, oh, this didn't sell, girl. We're not ready.
No, not so crazy. No, you care about the pieces right now. No, it's sold. It's sold. Let's be clear. If it didn't sell, you could get it right now, but you can't. You can't get these
The
vintage
beehive,
pieces.
the
Not
beedrill came out of
too much.
her right now. Jesus Christ.
But if you want to see Cowboy Carter, a live Cowboy Carter performance by Nene Paris, make sure you join me this Friday, April 5th at JR's Bar and Grill, right after the RuPaul's Drag Race viewing party hosted by Citrine with Andromeda and myself. I'm going to be performing Jolene. I just want to do something classic, fun, cunty, country, petty, petty, petty.
Joanne, Joanne.
But
Are you
back
going to
to y'all,
Joanne?
back to y'all girls.
First of all, the gays, the fact that no gay has been like, you know what? Let me re-listen to Joanne and see if it's like referential to each other.
Okay, y'all like to do this. I obviously, if my top three girls, okay, everyone, my holy trinity for me specifically is Beyonce, Gaga, and Nicki Minaj. That's my
Okay.
holy trinity for music.
That's your final offer. That's your final offer.
It is. That's just
Two hands to God.
it is. Obviously, I love so many people, but that's my trinity, and it's been for honestly since 2010 or not 2009 and gone. Yeah, literally. I mean, it's been there for decades. So I feel those are my girls. It's just period, point blank. So Joanne is a special album from Gaga because she released a fun tribute to her late aunt in a more country ballad style that in a time that was full of turmoil. I remember canceling my pre-order for Joanne once it leaked because I was so offended by the idea that someone would do like country when Donald Trump was about to get elected the first time.
Of course that played into it, but like you said, I just think at that point, if you think about where we were at also,
The scene
because Joanne also was like 2017, so
16, yeah,
no, it was 17.
it was right before Trump got elected, so 2016.
Was it really before
It was
the
October 2016. I'm a Gaga fan. Why are you questioning me? Ah,
So the gays were never going to be about it, but also I just don't think the body of work matched what we got with Kendrick
no, I
Carter for
also think
sure.
rollout and everything is too important because the gag is when she came out with A Star Is Born and y'all tried to give her an Oscar. I mean, she did get the Oscar for the Shallow song, in the same almost exact style. Everyone blew that up. Shallow was number one for a whole year. You feel me?
Yeah.
And so I feel like presentation also is a way to it matters. And I think Beyonce was conscious enough to be like, you know what? The world does not need that right now. We need to dance and have fun and renaissance. And, even though she felt like that album was rushed, even though it's like perfection, it's so crazy. It's just so crazy that Beyonce does all these things ahead of time with that much work. Nothing's half-assed. Everything's perfect. Everything's just, it's just crazy. It's like scary levels of genius.
No, she there is just flawless execution, and her team is also very strong. I did not know that Jay-Z was one of the writers of Alien Superstar. That's crazy.
Whip,
That's insane. Like, that just shows how like cunty straight men can be, but they just don't want
yeah,
to
y'all could
have
really
any
be
say
using
because
your pussy for other things.
I want straight men to use their pussy a lot more. No shade,
Like, what's your
actually.
pussy? Have you tried that? Have you tried doing Kegels, girl? I think
I saw a straight man's pussy the other day.
in the Jimmiana.
No, just like it's always so funny to watch like straight men with nice asses. Like they know they have it. You know you have it.
Right, because someone told you and you knew you had to protect yourself.
Does that happen to you?
You
According to
don't
you, according
know.
to your stories, your coworkers think you're straight with a big ass.
We're just making up things at this point.
No, you literally told me that, oh, I
I
know you're
have
passing at work.
literally never
You've
said
always told
a
me you that
word
you're
to you
passing.
because I would never talk to you about something so personal.
You've told me you're passing several times.
I passed down.
No, feel like we both have gay face.
No,
That
I
right there.
don't.
Yeah, no, you have a wife's voice. You do. You know who else has a wife's voice? My someone I work with. I'm not gonna say who it is because you
Hello.
never know. But they have such a wife's voice, which is just like, you know,
Have a
it's just
responsible voice.
there's a no, there's an element of like, you know, there's like a little like twang. I have a gay voice. I have gay voice. But there's a gay voice that's very like, oh, she's a wife, honey. She's emulating her mother right now.
I emulating is crazy.
And that's what you do. You have like a wife's voice.
I'm just the boss. BOS.
I bet y'all don't. The listeners, I'm clap if Nunu sounds like a woman right now. Because they can't see that you look like a man right now. And they are hearing puss on the phone.
They are hearing
If they answer
trade.
the if you're being called ma'am on the phone.
The first time that happened, it definitely broke me a bit. It breaks you, no shade. I remember because I was like, I get because you never expect it, because no one prepares you for that at any time.
That is when. How old were you, first of
I remember because I had to call. It's really traumatic, honestly. I had to call Sears Optical.
for your cat-eyed sunglasses?
Because you know, phone anxiety, right, y'all? Like calling this phone.
Phone anxiety's crazy. Phone anxiety's crazy.
It's so hard.
That's funny though. Me too,
So I call about my glasses, and I'm a 14-year-old boy at this point. So
though.
I'm high school, so you know, in my head, you know, you're a man.
You were definitely evolving.
And I call, and they said, "Something, something, ma'am." And I was silent because I didn't know what to do.
Oh, you
And
were
then
silenced.
in silence, and he said, "Or sir." And I was like, "Yeah."
Or, sir. No, the damage was done. Now the damage was multiplied.
And I had never been gooped and clocked so badly. That's how it stayed with me. This is decades ago. But I'll never forget the
Oh
first
wow. No, I feel like my voice was always just a chubby boy. You can hear the chubby boy over the phone. So, and now I just sound like a 40-year-old smoker.
time. So all in all, Cowboy Carter gets a 10 out of 10 from Wait, Didn't Do It. Much like
The
our
Gag City show?
Yeah, so the day of the Beyoncé album drop, me and Rafi bought Nicki Minaj concert tickets because a few reasons, right? I love Nicki Minaj. She's my top three, but you know, we didn't know if she was gonna show up the tour. She got sick one time and had to reschedule a New Orleans date. So I was like, okay, let's be wary here. But we got some good tickets. My coworker was close to us in our section. I gagged.
Did she see you? No.
No, because I didn't know she went to the concert until someone told me, and I was like, "Oh, well, what section she was in?" She was like, "I was in 108." I was like, "Girl, we 110." Oh, wait, we
We
went
were
101.
101.
Oh, never
Yeah,
mind.
we were not close.
Never mind. I just love spreading misinformation.
No, the Gag City was so fun. The energy in that
It's intense business.
what is it?
Arena,
Arena. In that
Capital One
arena.
Arena.
And that arena was unlike any other concert I've gone in Capital One Arena. When we walked in there, everyone was so hype.
Hi.
Nikki clearly, and Nikki clearly attracts the gays. That's number one. But just the fun party girls too. Everyone was
Yeah,
just
that's what it was.
so
You were
fun.
either literally that it was only two categories in that
Yes,
bitch. It
yes.
was party girl or gay friend.
Yeah.
It all was. That's just what it was. And
And Real
everyone was in
Housewives.
pink.
And Real
Everyone
Housewives
was
of
in pink,
Potomac.
including the Real Housewives of Potomac. We were lucky enough to be able to see, you know, Giselle and Ashley. And was that Robin?
Robin was so lovely. Her hair looks so good. I hope she's doing well.
Without some dance moves.
No, I could definitely see Giselle dancing off beat from the corner of my eye. So I was like, oh. You can't miss that dancing. That's Where's Waldo right there.
She really tried my Housewives Divas because y'all don't understand. It was such a experience. So Rafi said that I was loudly talking about the participants while
You
in
were
line.
you no. You literally said, you don't feel like aggression? I immediately stopped talking so people didn't think it was me.
So funny. No, y'all don't understand the Barbs. If anyone knows anything about the Barbs, it's a very intense little group, right?
I mean, Barb's
And
R,
they
yeah,
And
stands
you can
for.
feel the energy is truly palpable. Like, there's like a, I'm here to be seen. Don't fuck with me. If you try me, bitch, we're going. Like, there's just that energy. I don't know why there's that energy. However, there was also a lot of energy of love. I don't want to say on the other end, like, it wasn't like scary. It was just like intense.
I met so many people that listen to the podcast or follow us on Instagram or TikTok, and it was so lovely. They were so
Boots.
nice. They
Now,
were all
everyone I
dressed
feel
up.
like was nice. I thought the
Everyone in our section was like, we're chilling. The DJ made us say hello to everyone. We were next to literally 18-year-olds.
I want you to know that the seeting at the Nicki
Oh, yeah.
Minaj
We,
concert Gag City Tour
Nunu had
was
to
a.
fight an 18-year-old white woman.
Oh, girl, I had to check a couple people. I was like, let me see what y'all not gonna do. And that's the difference between that concert energy and other concerts. Like, you also had to be ready to stand on business. That's why I was like, damn. Like, it felt like it gave Zeus Network recording. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God.
It's not that like that's bad because
I mean,
obviously we watch Zeus Network, but you have to be ready to stand on business, and that's a different level.
I mean there were two young, I hope at least 18-year-old girls sitting in our seats when we first got there. Picture it.
Yeah, let me paint a
101.
picture of Rafi not having my back. Let's really go
I,
down.
first of all, I you were gonna
Rafi,
let them,
I
you were gonna, she, Nunu
gagged.
was
I
gonna let them steal our
literally
seats. Nunu was
gagged.
gonna let us steal our seats. If I did not ask these girls, can we see your tickets?
That is not what happened.
See your
Tell the
ticket?
truth and shame the devil. No,
Shame the devil
ma'am.
is you.
Name
I'm
the
shaming
ma'am.
you. It's fucking you.
I went up there.
How do you remember
Rafi
it?
sitting there silent, honey. Silent.
Cameron,
I was
you had
over
the
there.
tickets.
I
And
was
I said, well,
over
we have
there
the
like,
tickets. I
bro,
literally said
what
that.
do y'all want to do? Because she was looking, because the white girl popped off like, well, these are our tickets. It said 17, 18. I said, no, I get that. But what row? And then she saw her row with C and that she had tickets in another section.
No,
And
Cameron.
I was looking at her because I was like, girl, what do you want me to do? Like, I'm not going to move. Like, what's up? And Rafi just sitting there,
I
beverage.
literally said, well,
However,
can we see your
they did
tickets?
move because I stood on business
You
and I kept them
delusional.
pushing. And I kept
Delusional,
them pushing.
delusional,
So that's how
delusional,
we got our tickets and our seats
delusional
at
and
the Gag
high.
City tour.
Delusional and high. First of all, Nunu got us so high that I clearly, she fucking kept smoking after me because I remember everything. I literally had to tell her, well, we have the tickets. That's literally what I said. Well, we have the tickets. And then she's like, well, and then she's like, and then she showed us some parking lot sticker ticket. And I was like, oh, girl. And then she was like, oh, no. And then her friend called her stupid.
And that's on standing on business, and that's what I
So,
did.
no, Nunu was,
But
Nunu just what came across, why it was total nice cop. She was definitely a nice cop. I had one be like, oh, well, we have the tickets to a bunch
I
of
was nice
18-year-old
copping back. I
girls.
saw a man. You ever see a man just stand behind a woman? Quiet. Me, her, she.
Nunu Paris is
He's.
insane. It's
But what I was
delusional
really getting at
behavior.
was this: the seating was questionable, y'all. When I say questionable, I mean it was more free flowing. It was more recommendations than tickets, right? So we have seats, but there was multiple people just around that were not in our seats or seated area. A lot of kids, a lot of people standing on seats, sitting on seats.
Standing on seats was crazy.
Crazy.
These Gen Zers have no honest like sense of space. You are still off the floor, sweetie, and now you're standing on like a seat that could
Crazy.
really just fall through. It's crazy.
It was a little crazy. However, I'm proud of the manners that we all portray, even though everyone knew we weren't in, everyone's section. I think that everyone wanted us to have a good time, and everyone, did what they had to for the concert and just adjusted, and everyone was agreeable, and that was what was lovely about it. But the smoke, I wanted them just to clear the air at some point because it was just
You were
nothing.
smoking, you
I was
chimney,
vaping, honey.
Mount
I was
Chimney
a
over here.
Where they were literally lighting up cigarettes and blunts, and especially in our section, like our whole section, like every time I turned back and forth, I was like, it's just more smoke.
No, there were, I mean, the pyrotechnics were still felt from our section too, let's be clear. But no, as long, I mean, I don't mind the smell of weed. I like the weed smell of weed of concerts because it's kind of like it sets more of a vibe, right?
No, I had asthma.
To you, no shade.
When do we start questioning people's disabilities?
No, because I've never seen you with a inhaler. No shade. And I
You see me
mean,
with this vape every day.
yeah, exactly.
Hey. No, yeah, we were very high. It was really
But
fun.
Galaxy was fun. We got so high that I was just
Rappy was
happy to
high,
be
high.
there. I was zooed high for sure because Nunu did not tell me how strong that shit was. But it was so fun. I genuinely had fun. I love the looks. Her transitions, made me feel the time a little bit more.
Quote unquote transitions.
The transitions.
By transitions, we mean 4 to 7 minute video.
But we got to be in the same concert with Nicki Minaj, 50 Cent, and Monica. And I feel like
Brought
G-Unit, was you said Lloyd Banks?
No, I
And
think that was just a fantasy from 2000. So the best part is
yeah.
that instead of having openers, she decided to start at 10:30 and just have a concert, and then like halfway through 50 Cent came out, and then she performed some more, and then halfway through Monica came out, and then she finished it out, which was like really fun. Seeing 50
It was
Cent.
more like the Gag City. It was like festival feeling, like
Summer
that kind of
jam,
set
bitch. Summer
list.
jam, jam.
It was definitely giving like that.
Definitely Rolling Loud Festival. So it was fun because, we grew up in elementary school listening to like In Da Club, right? And 50 Cent, and it's just Get Rich or Die Try. It's just
Yes.
such an era for us because that was like one of our like first big rappers in our generation. It was
Even
like,
the DJ kept being like, if you're over 21, stand up. I was like, Shade, but work.
no, for real. Over
And that's
25, over
generous. That's
30.
generous.
I was
That's
generous.
just.
It needs to be over 35 at this point, girl.
Girl. Well, first of all, 35, girl, speak for
She ain't no
yourself.
spring chicken either.
First of all, I was carded at Whole Foods today. So I am definitely. Oh, I said, stop, sweetie. You're making me blush.
And I'm like, please don't. Don't car me. It's too much work. I'm
You
old.
get. You definitely get clocked still.
Not as
You.
you
You definitely get
do.
carded as a boy. Yes, you have such a young face still.
I want to. It was really fun because In Da Club is such an iconic song, right? And there were 21-year-olds who were listening to that song In Da Club back in 2000, whatever, and they never saw 50 Cent perform live, and we saw 50 Cent perform these songs live, and that is just so gaggy to me.
I didn't know you were a fan of 50 Cent, but I'm glad because 50 Cent was, is an icon in New York. And I
Exactly.
didn't
I'm
know.
so New York, so y'all already know I was bitch, Southside Jamaica Queen, honey. And again, like I've always said, with music, especially where I was in the middle of, the East Coast, when you're in the middle, it's kind of like, do you choose the North or the South? I was very much like New York rap girly, then like a Southern rap girly. So 50 Cent was like platinum in my house.
That's why it's just you were into New York vibes, but
That's
you
why I
just
listen to, random Angie Martinez songs and very specific music. I don't
did you
know.
have like a street boy, like ooh, like oh street, like ooh, like summer in New York, Harlem, like
Harlem.
fantasy?
I'm not crazy. Harlem. I never had a Harlem fantasy. Those I have Manhattan fantasies. Honey, Hell's
But
Kitchen.
you're so, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're like metropolitan. You would never be like in Washington Heights.
No, ain't no Cassiopeia in Washington Heights.
What?
Ain't no food in La Vibora.
I love people.
So, in addition to 50 Cent, we saw Monica, classic. When I think of Monica, I always go back to like Space Jam and that era of like old videos and like, because she just sung all things, Boy Is Mine or like those soundtracks. And
Well, she did not sing Boy Is Mine, but she sang
you can't
Leave
sing
the Room
Boy Is
Alone.
Mine without another person.
First of all, Nicki should have been there. Nicki was singing down. Her trying to match the vibe of the backup singer was hysterical to me.
Nicki Minaj was so fun. What made the concert so fun is that it was simple, it was easy, and you were felt like Rafi said at the concert, actually, felt like a college party almost, right? It felt like
It was definitely
very
college
early
party vibes.
2000s. Like if you watch Katy Perry, you remember that era, Last Friday Night, you just felt like that, especially when you got to the end with Starship and stuff. It just felt like the old times, the old days of just noise in the club and just really being in those professional casual wear in the club. Like that's what it really gave. And that was so much fun.
Yeah, I just wish that she would have kept the DJ in between sets for sure. I think that would have helped the situation.
Yeah, I think what was interesting about hers, which I haven't really seen from a lot of people at her stature, because she's, really big, right?
Yeah.
is that she was just so comfortable talking to people. She's very comfortable talking to people. That is something that I think is really unique to Nicki Minaj.
I
But I
thought
even
she
saw.
wasn't gonna address us for the longest time, but she's like, "Honey, we're gonna get through these songs, and then I'm gonna
And then
talk to
there's
you right
points where she
away."
just talks to the audience, really talking, throwing things, just doing fun stuff.
Like a football, she was throwing those t-shirts to
T-shirts.
everyone.
But even, I was watching the videos of the girls going up to her after the DC concert and in the black mask. Because when we did pass her, that was her just getting there. When we got there, Nicki Minaj was just getting there.
I
Okay.
told you.
And she was like, "Oh my God, guys, why are you out in the cold? No, put a jacket on." Like she just like so unafraid to talk to fans. That's just so interesting about her compared to just other artists.
But you know that you know her though. You know she's that girl that will talk to you. She has no care actually
Right, I think I'm
that
so
you're close.
intimidated
She's
by
just
her, and
like
not like in a weird way. I just think I
she's
would never want to talk to her. I just think, I mean, because she's one of the few people that she's just so confident. I'm like, I don't know what to say to you because I just don't want to upset you. Anyway, I can't, and I can't even tell. Her humor is so funny. It's like so sarcastic. Like I couldn't even tell she's being serious. And I'm like, I don't know if you, what do you want from me?
I feel like that's probably a common thing that she probably hears from a lot of people.
But I love her so much. Like, I'm a real bar. Like I tell people, I was buying Nicki Minaj mixtapes off of myspace.com/Nicki Minaj. That's how I got my first PayPal account. That's how I started
I would
PayPal.
love to see you and Nikki in a room together. And by you, I mean Nunu, and just doing a
Oh
song
my
together.
gosh. I just feel like the girls that she likes are very like T.S. Madison, like very, again, like uber confident, very out there.
Nunu is uber confident and really out there.
I just think Nunu is so shy and reserved. I really do. Sometimes I just, Nunu becomes almost like a robot for me. And I can tell, like, I need to, like, add more content into her database. You know what I mean? Like, I need more catchphrases, more witty retorts,
No,
more.
just, I think you just have to open her up a
No,
little
not
bit.
like a, self-depravity way, just like. Sometimes, like when I change into her, I go into like a space of like no thoughts almost. And
That's
sometimes I'm like, who am I? What am I saying? Where am I? Sometimes I just am in the fantasy in such a way that I'm like barely human, which I live for, honestly.
because I'm barely human.
Oh my God. Did were some of your songs played, your favorite songs at Nicki Minaj concert? Was she do them?
I feel like some of my favorite songs were played in the DJ set because she has so many songs and so many references to pull from. She pretty much did a lot of her new stuff. I was surprised that like We Go Up go was on there.
I mean, why? Everyone knew those lyrics.
Yeah, but like I just didn't know that people were
Listening to the song. Okay.
I like that song, but I just didn't know that was like a song that people wanted to hear, you
How
know?
can you not hear after all that surgery? You were still ugly. And that's what gets me. It's so iconic.
Is that from We Go Up?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She got a shout out to El Salvador.
Yeah, she was like, ¿Qué pasa contigo? To the young Salvadorian. But so I just love Latinos in the DMV because we're all from El Salvador. So we're all so toxic.
Me, I'm gonna start saying that to people.
You do reggaeton much every day. ¿Qué pasa contigo, Salvadorian?
Sabado, I'm gonna do that again, y'all. Make sure you come out on April 13th to our dance reggaeton brunch. Only a few premium tickets left, so make sure you come out and support this amazing money making brunch, divas.
Not money making. Don't tell our taxes like that. But trust me, we're paying taxes. We're paying our taxes over here.
Because we're in a
Do
different tax bracket now.
you think we could get away with not paying our taxes though?
Wait, you committed tax fraud?
Like, why do we have to though? Like, there's
Wait,
so many
I
red.
thought y'all didn't have to because you're not a state. So, like, just don't do it.
I thought you were saying y'all didn't have to like me as a Latino person.
Oh.
I thought you were like, I thought y'all didn't have to because you're not
I
from
wouldn't
here.
say you, I would have said we, silly.
Oh,
Tanto.
Boricua.
You got it. I don't know why that's the go-to. First of all, that DJ Raffi's and DJ Booth set is the same. Once you get a Red Ruby to Sweeties, it went with the same
Literally,
set. I was like,
literally.
you could
I'm
have been
telling
Nicki's
you,
DJ, honey.
I could have been Nicki Minaj's DJ. Speaking of white DJs at Latin nights, should we have them? Should we have them? My vote is still no
So,
yet.
you know what? It's been a lot. Fine. We'll address DC. I'll address you, DC.
Shut up. I mean, this has been Wait, Don't Do a
No,
Podcast.
I'll address you, DC.
Is Rafi.
So we were able to have an intimate night out like recently at our with the mayor at a character artist betrayal. I wish I want to tell this story, y'all. I went to a character artist who only drew my chins. Imagine, imagine sitting for
As a
what felt like
beautiful
hours
woman.
to be given a portrait is just your chin.
Let's put the
Not.
picture up
But luckily, our own Mayor Bowser here got their portrait done as well. How was that experience for you?
I need to put it, I need to do it with a wig on because it would like be like not personal to me. And I knew that he was going to paint me so offensively as a man anyway. So I was like, girl, it's might as well just add a wig to it. Look crazy.
I think, yeah, once you added a week
Even
to
though
it,
I look great in that wig, I look like, you know who I look like with that Mayor Bowser wig? Fucking the guy from No Country with Old Men. That's what I look like. You can't tell me otherwise.
Javier
Javier
Bardem.
Bardem. That's what I look like. You can't tell me otherwise. You see it.
I've never seen that movie, but I did.
You've never seen that movie?
There is
You've
men in the
never seen
title. I've
Daddy in
never
that
seen a
movie?
movie that has men in the title. I've never seen Men in Black. I've never seen No Country for Old Men. If it has men in the title, honey, it's not for me.
That's a lie.
Unless you
Joanna
put an
Man?
X in front of it.
Joanna Man?
That
Joanna Man? You never seen
was
Joanna
man, M-A-N-N, not
Man?
man, like I said.
Oh, because you only have one.
What? Exactly. She was a woman.
First of all, let's not pretend like you don't go a day without saying the word man.
Man.
Yes. And the phrase her usually goes before it.
In addition to the character artists out in DC, a lot of concerning things have happened. So we have, I guess, more discourse around the clubs. There are current gay bars, new gay bars popping up, current gay bars, newer gay bars, whatever you want to call them, who are charging money, who are using ethnicities to promote their businesses, to use ethnic artists and drag artists to promote their content without asking their permission. There's a lot of discourse around who should be DJing at which event. And as a Latin DJ, I want to know what your thoughts are on this, Rafi.
I obviously have definite gatekeeping opinions when it comes to Latino culture, and I think that as far as Latinos, we all just need to just appreciate each other's music. I cannot stand with other Latinos like talk shit about other Latinos' music, like, oh, I don't listen to cumbia, blah, blah, blah. Can't stand that. But I really want to urge us to gatekeep shit, and especially our shit from white people. I just don't ever want to normalize having white people that are not. And I'm not saying you can't be, again, white Latinos exist. You can be white and be at reggaeton brunch and be a Latino if you know the culture. But it's just very strange to have to. I just feel like there was a lot of pandering to communities in both ways. I think that bars are really trying to pander to Latinos that are willing to send money, and I think that Latinos are willing to go to these gay bars and give these boys gay bars any sense of attention because they're just 3 degrees away from a drag race girl coming into town or 3 degrees away from dick that night, you know?
We have to, and I said this, we just said this on the podcast a few episodes ago. when especially POCs, I know it's another additional charge for us in this world. That's just how it goes. But we can't, especially in writing, I feel like give passes to people and
In writing is
promote
crazy.
in writing. I just feel like we can't.
Leave a receipt. Don't leave a receipt on your
Right.
end.
I agree that we can have discussions and stuff, but I feel like when we put stuff in writing, especially nowadays with social media, it's so easy to take things out of context and for people to use, what we say to, promote their point of views that don't necessarily align with, equity and inclusion. I just think it's important to be super careful with our words because we want to continue the community. And we also can't be afraid to have, just the conversations. Like, I think accountability is just, a part of life, especially as you continue to grow and thrive. Like, you have to be accountable. And it's not even like about blame or who's wrong and who's right. It's just about what we all can do to be better people. Again, we just want another reminder, y'all, when we're out here partying, we love just our culture here in DC. We love the vibe and we want to continue to keep our community safe, not just from colonizers, but from other man-made entities, okay? We don't need to be mixing three and four and five and six or seven drugs all at once, okay? We can party safely. We can have fun without fear, and we can get trained on how to administer Narcan that is available in our city for citizens to utilize or have if ever the need arise, which hopefully it doesn't. Rafi, where can they find you?
Of course, they can always find me at Reggaeton Brunch every second and third Saturday at El Rey. You can always find me on TikTok, Instagram. Let's link up. Let's have a great laugh together.
I think that my name is at Nunu Parishaw. You can follow me on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, all the things. And again, April 5th at JR's, you can catch me performing Jolene after the RuPaul's Drag Race viewing party at 9:30 at JR's Bar and Grill. You can catch us at Reggaeton Brunch April 13th at El Rey. You can also catch me at our Taylor Swift Bingo at the Coop DC out here in Columbia Heights. And then you can catch us the next morning on 420 for our 420 brunch. Yes, April is busy, so I cannot wait to see y'all out there. Keep listening, keep sharing, keep commenting, and keep wait, don't do it-ing.